You're listening to Call to Homeschool, episode number 229, Complaining.
Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready?
Hello, how are you, friends? Excited to be back. Last week I talked all about being sick. My voice is still a little cool sounding, so hopefully you appreciate that, but I am feeling significantly better. So that is always wonderful. So this podcast, I actually had different podcasts I was planning on doing, but I was trying to do a reel about this and I kept having too much to say. So I'm going to do a podcast about this. Another fun thing is I record these on Tuesdays. That's when I work. And usually I write out a whole script and, or at least a lot of bullet points and whatnot. And I don't have time today. My kid is in flag football and I'm going to go to his game. So I always want to deliver something and show up. And so I'm just going to talk about this for a little bit. And I still have stats and whatnot, but maybe it won't be as organized as some of my other episodes are. But sometimes it's fun just to speak off the cuff. So I wanted to talk a little bit about complaining and husbands and some things with that. And so this has been, I hear often, clients will come in and they will talk about like, oh, my husband, he said, you should just put the kids back in school, right? And so a client's usually coming to me feeling very frustrated, very, very hurt. Like, I cannot believe he is saying those types of things. So what usually happens, now I'm not going to say always or every time, right? But what usually is happening is there's usually a lot more to that story than just husband is a jerk and like, I think you're a loser. Like there is usually a whole lot more information. One of the things like you could look at that I'm not going to dive in today that maybe you aren't actually doing much and husband has some concerns. And I have seen that happen a few times. Most of my clients, that's usually not the issues that, but I just other people because I've been in the homeschool world for so long, those are some things I've heard from other people. But with my clients, it's usually something different. So what I find with my clients is that their husband is the person that they usually complain to. So day in and day out, husband comes home and it's like, oh, let me tell you about how awful our children are, or they're just like you, or they're so difficult. This is what kid A did, and this is what kid B did, and this little crackhead did this one, right? Like just constantly complaining. Let me message you during the day. You're at work doing whatever, and I'm going to tell you like, oh my gosh, this kid is such a punk. And just that constant complaining. I don't know if you remember, I think it's an old ad or whatnot. I'm pretty sure you can find it on YouTube, but there is a lady with a huge pretend, that's obviously fake, with actors, but a huge screw coming out of her forehead. And she is in there like, my head hurts, sweaters are getting caught. And he's like, if you'll just take the nail out. And she's like, you never listen to me. And it's like this big, huge, hilarious joke about like, he's trying to solve the problem of the nail in the head. And then she's getting mad at him for just not listening. When we come repeatedly complain, a lot of times husbands are like, there's a nail in your forehead, which is homeschool apparently, or our children, they're trying to solve that problem. Like then put them into school and do those types of things. And so often we were like, husbands should be more supportive and we should just be able to do all these things. But complaining is really hard on everybody. So this is what I really wanted to share with some stats with complaining. So complaining can rewire your brain for negativity, which is interesting, right? Because like, if you're constantly complaining about something, your brain is like, oh, that's what we do. So we're going to keep looking for the kids to be horrible. We're going to keep looking for school to be a hot mess. We're going to just keep looking at those types of things. So this was interesting. What's this website? Talent Smart EQ. So it was talking about complaining, how it rewires your brain. And it says, so this is more than just negativity. So I found this fascinating. Excuse me. All the extra cortisol released by frequent complaining impairs your immune system. Okay, is that not crazy? Like the mind-body connection is so crazy and wild and amazing. So all this extra complaining releases all this extra cortisol, which impairs your immune system, and it makes you more susceptible to high cholesterol, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. So just from like 100% health point of view, complaining is doing a lot on your body. Then I found some other interesting stats, and I don't know where this one came from. So sorry, I Googled it. So it talked about complaining creates stress and anxiety for the person doing it and for the person listening to it. So for yourself, if you are sitting there complaining, like homeschool's so hard and my kids are the worst and blah, 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 all these things, you are creating extra stress and anxiety for yourself. But it is also doing it to the person listening. So if it is your husband that you are continually complaining about, they are getting extra stress, extra anxiety, and they're like, I don't want it. Put the kids back in school, right? Like, obviously, this isn't working. Let's try something else. Complaining is a waste of time. Like, it's a total waste of time. I have totally complained. I've like struggled with complaining and whatnot, right? And so it is such a like time consuming, just waste of like nothing gets done when you're complaining, right? If like, oh, I'm going to complain about the weather. I'm going to complain about the house. I'm going to complain about my kids, all of these types of things. Nothing good comes from it. It just took up your precious time. Complaining makes problems bigger and the solution smaller. Excuse me. So, like, if you think about that, if you're constantly complaining about your kids and you're like every day you're complaining about them, they're so hard, they're such little punks, your brain is constantly looking for that because, like, that's what we do. And a solution starts to diminish. So, if you're like, I'm complaining because my kids don't get up and do their chores. And so I'm like, oh, they're unruly, they're naughty kids, they're terrible listeners, there's all these things. And I'm just complaining, complaining, complaining. All of a sudden, the idea of like, oh, they need consistency with me to help them build some really good habits around the house. Like, you're not even going to that place when you are stuck in this mode of just sitting there and complaining. And the last one I found too is a complainer becomes the problem and has a negative presence. So, if you know somebody like who is a big complainer with a lot of things, right? Like complain about traffic, complain about my drive, complain about my clothes, complain about the way I look, complain about my kids, like all of these things, they're exhausting to be with. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, everything in this world sucks for you and life is the worst, right? It is so exhausting. So, as you think about this, and I mean, this can be applied in so many areas, but the one I was thinking about was like, as we complain to our husbands, and then husbands are like, well, put kids back in school, right? They're trying to solve from it to get you to stop. But if you will just stop complaining, it starts to open up space for solutions. It starts to open up space for gratitude. Right? Like if you think about complaining as everything has gone wrong, use something simple like the weather, right? Like it's just so hot outside, it's the worst. Your brain doesn't even think of gratitude of like, oh man, the sun is amazing. Like it's what warms up the earth, it helps gardens to grow. It's so fun to go swimming, like all these beautiful things of like, oh, when it's so hot, like that's when it's the best time to go to a lake because then the water's refreshing and it's fun and all these amazing memories are made, right? Like complaining completely robs us of gratitude. And when we are in a place where we can appreciate things and have gratitude for things, we feel happier. So it's no wonder that when we're stuck in this complaining cycle, that we're feeling more negative, we're feeling worse, like all of these types of things, like there's no progress from it. So take it or leave it with this. I have some areas in my life where I notice I have started to complain about. And it is something that like I don't have control over. It's outside of my home, right? It's the way like certain organizations are being ran or certain people in it or whatnot. And I found myself in some really negative spaces of like, why am I even involved with this? This is ridiculous. This is so chaotic. It's so disorganized, all these types of things. And as I was talking to my husband about this one night, he's like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't even know if I want to go and participate with this. And I don't know. And as I thought about it, I thought, well, you know what, where I could start? I could stop complaining. That is a fantastic place to start. And what was fascinating was within a few weeks, it didn't make the problems go away, but allowed me the space to go and enjoy myself, despite some of the things that I think could be ran a little bit better, right? And so when we are stuck in that complaining place, like everything stinks. There are no solutions. There's no joy. There's no happiness. Like everything is the worst because there's no gratitude. So that's what I'm saying. Take it or leave it. Like you can totally keep on complaining. But do you want to? It's exhausting. And as I've even looked at this with myself with this last situation, I'm realizing how much I want to let it go and being much more mindful of like the complaining that I do. Is it serving me? Is it helping me have a joyful life? Is it helping me connect at a greater level? And if the answer is no, why am I holding on to that? So just look at areas maybe you're complaining. Maybe you have been complaining a lot about your homeschool and your kids to your husband, and he's like, well, let's get rid of them. Let's maybe get a nanny. Let's do something. Like they're always going to sit and try to solve when you sit and complain. And you totally can do that route. You can put your kids in school. You can get a nanny. You can do all those types of things. But is it what you really want? Because a simple, simple solution could be as easy. Stop complaining and look for the good. Love you, friends. Have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you next time. Hey, friend. If you enjoy this podcast, I know you are going to love my book I wrote. It's called 30 Days to Ease into Homeschool. This is for anyone, whether you are new to homeschooling or ready to take your homeschool to the next level. This is for you. It's available to download at www.coachmegthomas.com/shop.